The following is brought to you by the Starfleet Podcast Network, SPN, The Spin.
Talking about the whole season, season three as a whole, I'm gonna give you some beef here. So
welcome to Big J's Beef.
Big J's Beef.
A special segment of Beyond Trek Podcast where with Jay says everything unfiltered and uncut. Oh, he is uncut.
All right, I'm gonna jump off this retaining wall now. Yeah.
A red alert.
We found the naval base in Alameda. It was across the bay.
In Alameda. Yeah.
So we found it.
Where the bay is.
Do you know that in Star Trek IV, The Voyage Home, that line spoken by that extra about, I think it's across the bay in Alameda, she was not supposed to talk, and there was a rush to have to get her signed up in
SAG.
Yeah, Screen Actors Guild, so that that line could be used, that scene could be used. So there's a little bit of trivia for you. But here's me, Big J, and Dag.
Yo.
We've been podcasting for, 6 years? 6 years now?
Yep.
About 6 years, and first time meeting in person.
In Alameda.
We were looking for the naval base. It's around here somewhere.
It's that way. It's actually an air base now. Also, that scene where Uhura and Chekhov are looking at the aircraft carrier,
yeah,
and they're going, an admiral, it is the Enterprise? That was filmed in San Diego.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
You know, my son is going to be stationed in San Diego. He's in the Navy.
San Diego.
And Nacho, thank you for your service.
I'm not allowed to do that.
Because you're not in an actual uniform.
Correct. Yeah.
Okay. Well, while we're out here.
Way to go, Nacho.
And way to go, Nacho. And meeting for the first time in person, co-host of Beyond Trek Podcast. I just want to get a quick thought from you on the end of season three, Strange New Worlds. What'd you think of it?
It slipped really hard into, like, fantasy sci-fi.
A little bit.
Honestly, yeah. Like, I thought it was a great fulfillment for Captain Patel. Honestly, like, we all knew that, like, she's not around anymore, so we need a couple of seasons for Pike to get used to that, and then also to get used to this idea that his life is gonna end at the end of season five.
Well, he's gonna end up in a wheelchair.
He's gonna end up in the chair.
Supposed to.
One night red, two light no.
Right.
But it was very the inner light. Patel was like, hey, here's a fantasy world for us to grow up and grow old in before I go off to be this statue for a long time in this extra-dimensional space that I'm a superhuman.
You told him about the statue?
Wow. Good callback.
I'm full of them. Full of a lot, especially good callbacks.
Yeah, you know, there's an S word there, too. So, anyway.
Suave?
No.
Special?
Shit.
Something else. Shit. Right. You know, I've been trying to prepare myself since last night to answer that question, what I thought about the season finale of Strange New Worlds. And it's tough because I don't know what to think or how to feel about it. It's kind of like it was an interesting story, yes. And where they went with it wasn't bad, but it kind of hinged on a recurring character, which is fine. Don't necessarily have a problem with that. But a minor character that we only saw two other times this season. So it's a bit much to hang so much of the climax of the story on such a side character.
This episode could have been a season.
Think so?
Yes. They should have. Well, first of all,
I gotta switch arms.
That cute young doctor who got his eyes torn out.
Like, oh, yeah.
He should have been around for, like, five or six episodes. Mm-hmm. And then, like, episode six, after we've fallen in love with him, is where he becomes evil and dies.
Right.
And then, like, episode eight, he comes back. So, like, we get episode six, he dies. Episode seven is, like, a filler or a brief or a reprieve. And then seven, eight is the, oh, no, he's transporter cloned himself, Will Riker style, which is another hodgepodge of the episode.
Yep.
He transporter cloned himself with a paw wraith, because other stuff.
Right.
And then,
why not?
Yeah. And then beams down to that planet, builds the cult, Don't just have the cult be there, but build the cult.
Right.
And then episode 9-10 is your extended two-hour finale, where Captain Battelle, over the course of the season, has been developing these weird chimeric abilities.
Yeah.
And don't just give us that in the end. Give us, like, a buildup of these weird abilities growing up. And you know what? Nothing says TOS more strongly than a human being developing weird fucking abilities. Looking at you, Gary Mitchell, Charlie X, Dr. McCoy with his telekinesis serum that we never see again. Like, TOS was the forerunner of weird shit happening to humans that we're just going to be okay with. I'm okay with this.
For one episode. Yeah, exactly. So, talking about the whole season, season three as a whole, I'm gonna give you some beef here. So,
welcome to Big J's Beef.
Big J's Beef,
a special segment of Beyond Trek podcast in which Jay says everything unfiltered and uncut. Oh, he is uncut. Hey, look at that.
All right, I'm gonna jump off this retaining wall now.
You can make that the cold open.
Yeah. Oh my god. So here's my thing about it. The Gorn. I've talked about the Gorn for the last couple seasons and how I think that even though I get that there's updating... Thanks, asshole.
Yeah. Welcome to California.
Yeah, we're in California. That's welcome to California. Even though I get the whole updating of things, the Gorn, I think they went too extra with it because here's the problem. We had to assume... at some point knowing that Kirk was going to fight one of these hand-to-hand, and they were making them too reptilian, too not evil, but monster, to the point to where I found it hard to believe that these Gorn could develop faster than light travel, that they could develop warp drive.
Yeah.
They were far too primitive, looking, acting, feeling, and everything else, whereas, like, are they really believable as a species that developed this technology? They were too alien. And so, in the prior episode, I don't know how to feel about the one throwaway line of, maybe in the future we'll have to change your perception of the Gorn. So, basically saying that all this fits because the next time you see the Gorn, we're going to make them look more human, less monster.
No, you see, what happened was, after the events of First Contact, we were thrust into an alternate timeline in which Enterprise takes place in a world where augments have resurfaced and Klingons start using augment stuff. Now, there's an underground bio trade in Klingon augmented DNA that the Gorn get a hold of, and that's what causes them to go from being sluggishly weird, rubber-faced things to crazy adapted velociraptors that explode from your back and your chest.
Yeah.
Klingon augment DNA.
So the Klingon augment is caused that.
And that means that Captain Battelle also has Klingon augment DNA.
Oh, so she's part Klingon.
And augment.
This is crazy. So we can really get into the weeds on the
time
stuff like that.
Time travel.
So, yeah, time travel. It's a real pain in the ass. So, yeah, general, right?
General,
very, very nice to come out here and finally meet you in person, talk a little bit of Star Trek, and we're going to keep doing things like this, although virtually. Hopefully I'll get to come out to California again at some point and do this, but it's nice to go from talking to someone over a computer for years, podcasting and whatnot, to getting to meet in person, which is awesome, put our uniforms on. And pose with our phasers and deal with... Yeah, sorry, this arm's getting tired now, too. I should have brought a selfie
Hold
stick.
On. Wait a second. What do you mean not talking to people over the computer? Jay, we're in the computer. There's a box all the way around us.
There is.
We're stuck.
The files are in the computer.
We're going to need to call on our super user permissions.
That's right. We do need to be super users now. There's a problem with the VMs, and the UATs are kind of spinning out of control.
Where's the Arch in this damn instance?
Arch! Computer, Arch!
We are Beyond Trek Podcast. Lower your inhibitions and surrender your years. We will add inspirational and hilarious Trek content to your day. Your attention will adapt to subscribe to us. Resistance is futile.